thought that the Lord gave me is the mighty God. And I've been musing on this, and as I muse on it, it's been such a blessing to me. So I hope that it will bless each one of you this morning. Let's go to Ephesians 3, 20 and to 21.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
So it says, he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. You know, that's amazing when you think about it. And that is the mighty God. They can do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Now, sometimes you might think, he can do all that we ask, but it says, or think. And you know, some of us have big thoughts. Our minds just span a vast variety of things. So, we have the mighty God that can do this. And it's a privilege to serve him. Like that song, I love to serve my Jesus. It's a privilege to serve the mighty God.
Amen.
He has all power in heaven and earth. Yeah. He made us. He made the world. He made everything. And yet, he loved us so much that he's willing to let us be partaker of himself. And so we can have things that we would not be able to have if we weren't serving and looking up to the mighty God. And so I just think big. I'm telling you, think big when it comes to the Lord. Let's don't sell him short. You see, it's when we read the scriptures, we find so much that he has done for people. And do you know he still want to do it today? You know, we've been losing some people. But you know, it doesn't discourage me because I know that God is still God and he's mighty and he can do whatever he wants to. And so let's read on and see all the good things what the Lord can do. I want us to Isaiah 9:6, and while they're getting that, I want us to think about God, who he is. He's eternal. He's always has been and always will be. You know, sometimes we depend on certain people, and then they pass off the scene. And we either get someone else or we feel that void when they're not there. But God will always be there and he'll always be God. So we're talking about an amazing God that's beyond what we could even think, can even fathom. And you know what? I love to talk about this God because he is the only living God. You know, people make little idols to worship, little gods. And back in the day, and some of them today still probably worship the sun god and the rain god and this kind of god or whatever. But they're a figment of their imagination. And they are not any god. Remember, Hezekiah said, surely that Sennacherib has been able to defeat all these people, and their gods couldn't do anything because they weren't God. They weren't real. They were the work of men's hands. But we serve the mighty God, the living God, the everlasting God. That's what we serve. And we can count on him. He's real. If we need help, he'll help us. If we need wisdom, he'll give us wisdom. If we need strength, he'll give us strength. Whatever we need, we just need to believe him and trust him. Isaac, did you get that?
Isaiah 9:6.
Mm-hmm.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
And this was talking about Jesus. We know that Jesus and God are one. So we can just use these names back and forth, talking about the Mighty God. Jesus was called the Mighty God, but his Father was the Mighty God as well. So we have the Mighty God that we can call, and it was given to us. We don't even, I don't feel worthy of what God has done. He gave his son. He gave us this. We have the privilege now. Do you know we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Mighty God?
That's right.
But we're here, and we want to extol his name, and we want to magnify his name. When we go day by day, we need to talk about this Mighty God that we have. You know, I know that each of us meet people that are down and out and feel like there's hardly any hope and everything looks dark and dreary. Let's exalt the Mighty God. Let's let them know that you can look beyond your problems to this Mighty God that's willing. He said he is able to do exceeding abundantly above. It's almost, you can't hardly get a hold to it. It's so vast. Exceeding, that's going beyond, abundantly, that's no limitation, it's not no little bit, and above, all, not just part of, but all of what we can ask or think. Let's go to Psalms 50:1.
Mighty God, even the Lord has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof.
The Mighty God. Do you know when we open our eyes, it's because of the Mighty God. He's called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Oh, how precious and how wonderful is this God. And my ambition, my thoughts, my hope is in this Mighty God.
Amen.
Because I know what he can do. He can do anything. We don't need to sell him short. He can do anything. If we are in need in any way, he wants us to come to him. Now in Job 36:5, I think I can read that one. Hold on. Job 36:5. It says, behold, God is mighty and despises not any. He is mighty in strength and wisdom. So you see, he doesn't despise any. Although a lot of people that have a lot of power, they might look down on certain people. But not God.
That's right.
It says he's mighty and despises not any. So all of us, no matter what our condition or what our life is, he does not despise us. And yet he is mighty in strength.
That's
and in wisdom. Oh, I appreciate this great and mighty God. Now we want to go to Psalms 24, 1 and 2. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the floods. You know, the earth belongs to God. He made it. It's his. You know, some people, they so have so much power, you would think they made the world. But it's not so. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness, everything, all the grass, the trees, the hills, the oceans, the all of that belongs to God. Yeah. You know, I was driving down 105 today. I don't know. I never liked that road, but I have to drive it. Or it's up one hill and down another. And it's really not that wide. But think of it. All the hills, all the mountains, all the glaciers, and even beyond this little earth. But all of this is God's. He made it, and it belongs to him. So we have such a wonderful, mighty God. Psalms 100, verse 3.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us. So we don't need to act like we, you know, some people are very successful. So they gloat in that, and they just have a lot of pride in it. But know ye that the Lord, he is God. He is God. He has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. So we want to respect that. We want to honor that, and we want to see where we fit in this. There is God Almighty, the mighty God, and there's little us that when you look at it, we're just dust. That's all we are. Think of it. And when we think of where we are, then it gives us a reverence to him, and it makes us realize that we need to serve this mighty God. And we need to see how powerful he is. Sometimes we might have problems. If we come down to our everyday situations, we have problems. I guess almost every day presents a challenge in one way or another. But if we look at what God can do, he can help us when we have those challenges. No matter how hard they may seem to be, may seem like you can't hardly move, I can't hardly deal with certain things. That you know what? Let's take it to the mighty God. Amen. Let's go to Mark 10 and 51. Mark 10 and 51.
Jesus answered and said to him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said to him, Lord, that I may receive my sight.
You see something? So, when we have needs, Jesus want to know, what wilt thou that I should do unto you? You know he cares for us. He cares for us. It may be that I may receive my sight. It may be something else, that I have strength. It's so many things that we have need of on a daily basis. Sometimes we need wisdom. We're faced with a financial situation, or we're faced with a dilemma. Sometimes it has to do with maybe relationships with other people, all these kind of things we have to deal with. But if we can realize that he says, what wilt thou that I should do unto you? This was a blind man. He needed his sight. It may be a person that needs to be able to walk good, or a person may have some kind of emotional situation. Lord, that I can feel better. I have anxiety about certain things. All of these things, heart issues, all of these things, but we can take them to the Lord because he wants to do it. He wants to provide for us. We can come boldly to him. And when we do, if it's spiritual, sometimes those problems are spiritual.
That's right.
But we could come to the Lord with them. I know maybe a person might not be saved and they have some things that they can't figure out how I could do to be saved. But we can bring everything
Amen.
To him, and the Lord will bless and he will help us out. Let's go to Hebrews 4 and read 14 to 16. We want to see how that this mighty God is so willing and so ready to supply the needs that we have. There's not a thing, there's a song that says, there's not a trouble or sorrow or something that the good Lord can't relieve. Do you remember that song? I just can remember part of it. Oh, he is just the same today. Yeah. All we have to do is trust and pray and believe. We must believe. There's not really a single thing that we have need of, that the Lord is not willing to help us with. All we need to do is just ask him and believe and trust him. Hebrews 4:14-16.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Yes. Bertha and I went to pick up somebody, and they were having problems. And they just didn't feel like coming because of their problems. But you know what? That's when they need to come. It's when they have problems.
Amen.
The Lord, he said, let us come boldly
yes.
to the throne of grace. No
yes.
doubt, had they come, the Lord would have blessed them and they could go with a lighter, their heart lifted. But the enemy don't want to do that. He'll make you stay away from the source of help that can help you and me. He'll make us try to figure it out on our own or wallow in our problems instead of coming to the mighty God, because he can do it. He can fix it. Child, give me your problems. No doubt the Lord will say, give it to me. I can handle it. You can't handle it. You don't even know how to handle it, but I can handle it. Bring it to me. That's what the Lord said, wants us to do. Let's come boldly, not be afraid, not be ashamed, but come boldly to the throne of grace, that we'll find help in the time of need.
Amen.
Matthew 7, read 7 and 8. I'm thankful that no matter how great and how mighty God is, he loves us and he cares and he's willing. He doesn't, that scripture said he doesn't despise us.
Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened.
Amen.
See, ask. You have a problem? Ask the Lord, and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Maybe you'll understand. Sometimes you, even in the scriptures, you may not understand all the scripture. But if you seek the Lord, he will open it up. Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
Yeah.
He said, for everyone. He didn't say any. He didn't leave out any. Everyone that asks shall be given, right?
Yes.
That seek shall find. That knock shall be opened unto you. Oh, I'm thankful. Little puny me. I can ask him and he'll give it to me because he cares. Oh, I just appreciate it. I hope you all could get what I, this has been blessing me for days. Matthew 21 and 22.
Matthew 21.
Mm-hmm. In verse 22.
And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive.
So see the key? We got to believe, right? So all things. You know what? I wonder, do we really get a hold to it? When the Lord say all, it's not limited. All things. You know? You got a toe hurt? Might not seem like much, but ask. I've been having one for a while. And now in this, I realize, Doris, you need to ask the Lord to help. Ask. All things. It doesn't matter. Could be very little. You lost your pen. You need a pen. You getting ready to, I'm getting ready to do some work. And my pen, I don't know what I did. You know, whisper a prayer. Ask him. He'll help you. He doesn't care.
Right.
It doesn't mean that, that's too little. I don't need to bring that to the Lord. Bring all things to him in prayer. 1 John 5, 14, 15.
First John 5. And 14.
And 15.
And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him.
If we ask anything according to his will, there are some things we want that may not be his will. So we need to learn how to say, Lord, if it is your will, do this or do that. And so we could have confidence. That scripture said we can have confidence that if we ask anything according to his will, we'll have it. We'll get it. So let's be encouraged to ask, and let's be encouraged to ask according to his will. Let's go to Philippians 4 and 19. I have quite a few scriptures I'm trying to show you. I love the scriptures because, you know, I could talk on and on and on. But when I show you by the scriptures, you have something to stand on. So when you leave, you go home and you face your problems and I face mine, we can stand on the scriptures because it's like our foundation. And we can't stand on somebody's opinion, but we can sure stand on the word of God.
Philippians 4 and 13.
Mm-hmm. 4 and 19.
But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Listen to that. All your needs. Now listen to this. Psalms 23. It says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That fits right with this. Where it says, the Lord shall supply all your needs. I shall not want meaning I'm not going to lack. If I need something, he will supply all, not just part of your needs. And it says, according to his riches and glory, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Well, do you think he's poor? He's not poor.
No.
There's no poorness in God. He's rich. Let's go to, I want us to look at, I think it's Psalms 50, 7 to 12. You see, he's a rich God. There's nothing that we need that he can't supply. You know, sometimes they might, the girls might say, somebody may say, you know, I want this or that. And sometimes I might say, I can't do it, right? I can't do it. I don't have it. I have to pay my bills. But it's not so with the Lord. He don't ever tell us, I can't do it.
That's right.
He can do it and will do it. He just wants us to trust him and to believe that he will. Did anybody get that? Psalm 50, verse 7.
Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God.
Yes. Go all the way to 12.
And I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings, who have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goes out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon the thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof.
Amen.
He said, if he's hungry, he wouldn't even tell us.
That's right.
Everything is his. The cattle on the thousand hills are his. So, other words, he's rich. And his riches is limitless. Sometimes they post certain people and how much money they have. They worth $20 billion, this, like that. But, you know, you can't put that on God. There's no limit to his riches. He's got everything, and he is the mighty God. So we can come to a rich God. Now, if I was some of these rich people's daughter, and I tell them, you know what? I need a new car. All they have to do is go and write the check, and here's my new car. But with God, it's more than that. He don't even have to write the check. He could just give it to you.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? God is so mighty and so great and has so much power and wisdom. Everything we need, we can get from him. We don't have to go out of God to get anything we need. We can just trust him and ask him. So now let's move on. Let's go now to Mark 1 and 40.
John is baptized in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin.
Keep going.
And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. John was clothed with camel's hair, with a girdle of his skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey. And preached, saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me.
Yes.
The latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and bear.
So people looked up to John, didn't they?
Yes.
He was baptizing them. He was preparing the way. But he told them that there's coming one mightier than I.
Yes.
And so we have the mighty God Jesus. The name, it says, a child was born unto us, a son is given. And God gave the name, and his name shall be called the mighty God. So we have somebody that sometimes we look, you know, like children, for instance. I talk over and over about my mother because I really looked up to her. She was such a, to me, a special person and such an example. But God is mightier. He's mightier. He's mightier. She did her best. And she made a really good impression on me. But I am thankful that she gave me a knowledge of the mighty God, one that could be with me always. And in Psalms 27, it says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. My father's gone, my mother's gone, but the Lord is still here. And I have him to confide in. I have him to come to. I have him to give me the things I need. I have him to give me wisdom, even on how to please him, how to live for him. You know, mother was very good at teaching me the right way, but then she's gone. And you know, when they're gone, you feel that loss, but you know what? God can replace that, and he has replaced it. When my mother died, I felt so bad. I had a husband, family, and everything. It looked like my attention went away from my children, my husband, everything. And I'm just looking up in the sky, thinking, where is she? And the Lord spoke to me and said, let me heal you. That's what
Amen.
So I opened my heart and I let him heal me. Amen. And he's been there for me ever since. She's gone and her example and the things she taught me, but he's not gone. God is still God. Luke 12 and 32.
Fear not, little flock. For it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Yes, it's his pleasure. These things that we're asking of him, it's his pleasure to give it to us. You know, he wants to give us spiritual blessings. He wants us to be flourish spiritually. One scripture says, I would that you be in health even as your soul prosper. God gives us the physical things. He gives us the temporal things. But he wants us to flourish in the spiritual thing. So it's a blessing to have this mighty God to come to when we need spiritual understanding.
Yeah.
When we need, Lord, is this the right thing to do? Ask him. Let's not just go headlong in the thing. Should I do this or should I do that? Should I go here or should I go there? 3 John 1 and 2. It's his will. He wants to give us all of these things.
3 John 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.
See, the Lord wished these things. This was the elder wishing, just like we as ministers, we wish to see the people flourish in the things of God. We want them to be in health physically, but we also want their soul to prosper as well. Now, I want to talk just a little bit about the other part of this scripture in Ephesians where he said, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask to think. The other part of that is according to the power that worketh in us. We need, there's a certain amount of responsibility on our part. The Lord gives us all these things, but we must have a believing heart. And so I want us to look at Romans 4 and 3, and then we're going to go down to 16 to 22 in Romans.
For what saith the scripture, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness.
Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all.
Yes.
As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believeth in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory
to God. So you see, the thing is, Abraham was able to receive the promise. God gave him a promise that he would have a son. He had to wait, I believe it was 25 years. The promise came when he was 75, I believe, but he actually was able to see it when he was 100 years old. But he knew God had made him that promise, and so he believed God, and he didn't stagger at the promise. Look, it's been 15 years now. I don't know if he's going to do it. No, he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He was believing. So this is the other part. God can do many things for us, but we can be a hindrance from him doing it if we don't believe, if we stagger at his promises. When the Lord says something, he will do it. He doesn't lie. He's not a God that'll lie. If he says it, it's so. And we can stand on that. But we need to get rid of doubts and fears and all kinds of things that the enemy would bring upon us to keep us from getting it. He knows, the enemy knows, that God will do it. But we need to believe God and be like Abraham, not stagger at the promises. He knew he was old. And his wife was old, and she was not in the childbearing age, but he didn't doubt God because of it. And so he wants us to have that kind of faith today. I'm hoping that we will begin to get our foot solid on some sound faith in God. You know, I believe, I'm seeing it and I'm believing it, that our faith is beginning to waver, people's faith. And you see, Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? He said that. And we don't want that to happen to us. We want to have strong faith in God. Galatians 3, 6 and 7.
Galatians 3 and 6. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham.
Yes. So we want to be like that, don't we? We want to have that strong confidence that God will do the things that he said he do. We can recognize he is not a weak God. You see this? He is the mighty God. And since he is the mighty God, he can do anything. He can call those things that be not as though they were. He can call them. Maybe they're not, you don't see it, but he can actually call it. In fact, when we think about how he made the world, he spoke it into existence.
Yes.
Let there be light, and there was light. Don't you know he can do the same today? He can speak things into existence. There is no limitation of his power. And so let us be encouraged and know that he is the mighty God, and nothing that we have to deal with is too hard for him. Pray for me.